Maxine Miles is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Miss Honeywell.
Maxine? Lovely afternoon, isn't it?
Well...
Oh my goodness, what happened?
Oh, it's nothing. Just a little sprain.
Are you all right?
Yeah, it really wasn't a big deal at all. It was stupid. I was just running and I tripped. Not exactly the worst thing to happen in the last few days, obviously.
What do you mean?
Wait, you haven't heard?
Heard what?
Riley, a boy from the high school, he went missing.
Oh, God.
Guess you're not tapped into the Hastings rumor mill yet.
Are there any leads?
No. No, all they know is that he was in City Hall Monday afternoon talking to the mayor, and after that, nothing.
Oh.
What?
Well, I think I may have seen him there. I took your advice to go to City Hall for the old blueprints, and there was a boy there, about your age. He was... Well, I'm not sure I should say.
No, tell me.
Well... As I was leaving, I passed him as he was leaning against an office door, like he was listening in.
To the mayor's office?
No, it was a different office. I think...
Maxine Miles, get in this car right now.
Oh, God.
I'm serious, Max.
What, Joe, I'm kind of in the middle of having a...
Oh, don't I know it. In.
Sorry.
That's all right.
What about come right home after school? Did you not understand?
I was coming right home, but I had to pick up a book at the library.
Maxine.
I mean it this time, really.
Max, after that stunt you pulled last night.
I was allowed to be there.
It's not joining the search party that I have a problem with. It's the fact that you went running after God knows what in the middle of the woods. I thought we agreed last night that you would keep this to a purely notebook-based activity.
We did, and I have been.
Oh, you sure have. Guess what I found taped on the back of your door? A full-on conspiracy board, red string and all.
You said I could take notes.
We're well past that. You are throwing all of it away and leaving this to the adults.
What? But that's not...
Sorry, kiddo, but you lost your curiosity privileges when you lied to me and went running headfirst into danger.
From Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio, you're listening to Maxine Miles. Chapter 3, The Treehouse.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Yes, fine. I'm throwing it out. God. I'll just go ahead and throw out all of my hard work.
What are you doing?
God, tell her lurk much?
What is all that junk?
It's not junk. It's evidence.
Evidence? About Riley?
Nothing that's actual evidence. I'm not hoarding valuable information or anything. It's just my case.
Your case?
Yep.
Oh, you really think it's a good idea for you to keep going on this after yesterday?
Don't you start. Yesterday was just a misstep in the investigation.
Uh-huh, literally.
But there was someone in those woods.
It was a deer.
It was not a deer, and you know it.
Look, if you don't want to throw all that away, I might know a place you could put it. Somewhere your uncle won't find.
I thought this place was condemned years ago.
Well, you can't actually condemn a treehouse.
You know what I mean.
I made it up.
Huh?
The treehouse being dangerous and about to collapse?
What? Why?
I have 4 siblings.
Okay.
Oh, right. Only child. You don't get it. Well, it's a nightmare.
I don't know. Sounds kind of fun to me.
Trust me, it's not. I share a room. I never get to be alone.
So you lied to your family.
It's not my fault they're gullible. They'll never come up here, and my parents are too lazy to take it down. So, all mine.
That's messed up, Ross.
Hey, you're lying to Joe.
No, I'm not.
If you keep your murder board up here, you are.
It's not a murder board. Riley isn't dead.
You know what I mean. Either way, you don't have to do all this.
No, I do. I need to figure this out.
Why? You got the hots for Riley or something?
What? No. Oh, God, no.
Hey, he's not that bad.
Well, no, that's not... Riley is great, but I don't like him like that.
Right, I forgot he's not Theo.
What?
Nothing.
You're sure that no one will find this stuff?
I'm positive.
Really, really?
Really, really.
Okay.
Come on, show me what you have already.
Mostly just major players. Riley's parents, everyone he talked to the last day people saw him, his best friends.
So, suspects.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, you don't have to actually help me with this. I can just come over here by myself.
You nearly broke your ankle yesterday. I don't think you should be left to your own devices.
Don't patronize me, Teller. You're the one who looked like he was gonna pass out from sheer terror.
How's it feeling, by the way?
It's totally fine. The swelling's completely gone. It's basically back to normal.
Sure. Wait, why is Mr. Beatty's name in here?
Riley mentioned something about helping him this summer. Like, mowing the lawn and stuff.
I have never seen Riley Stevens mowing Mr. Beatty's lawn.
It wasn't that exactly. It was something to do with housework or repairs or... I wrote it down somewhere.
Okay, so... I'm up here most nights. Until late.
Okay.
And the other night, Monday night... I saw Mr. Beatty pulling out of his driveway at 2 a.m. He had a shovel and a tarp.
Monday night?
Yeah.
You're sure?
Max.
You saw Mr. Beatty get into his truck with a shovel and a tarp the night Riley went missing? You don't think Mr. Beatty would ever, you know, hurt someone, do you? What was that?
Mr. Beatty.
Oh my God. Do you think he hurt us?
More importantly, what's with that duffel bag?
Where is he going?
Probably the same place he went on Monday.
Ross?
Yeah, Max?
You want to find out for sure?
No, no way.
Ross?
Max, we can't just follow Mr. Beatty.
Why not?
Because it's 10 o'clock at night, we're 14, and he's in a car.
We can take our bikes.
You have a sprained ankle.
I'll sit on your handlebars then.
You don't think he's gonna notice 2 kids on 1 bike following him?
Like you said, it's almost 10. It's too dark for him to notice.
Do you hear yourself right now? Who knows what he was doing with that shovel or what the hell he's got in that duffel bag? And you want to follow him in the middle of the night with, let me remind you again, a sprained ankle?
I told you, I'm fine. What if he has Riley?
Okay, this is officially insane.
Why did you even tell me about it if we weren't going to follow him?
Max, you can't just go running off after every shadow in the woods or half-baked idea you have. This is serious!
And you can't always be such a coward all the time. Wait, Ross, I didn't...
Max!
Shoot.
Sounds like you should, you know, probably get back home.
Wait, Ross...
Better get going.
Right.
Hey, what are you doing?
Cleaning up.
I told you, you could leave your stuff here. I meant it.
Even after
I keep my word, Max.
Okay. Thanks, Ross.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll see you tomorrow?
If you haven't gotten yourself killed between now and then.
Right. See you tomorrow.
Is that homework?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well, aren't I supposed to be doing my homework?
Not the morning is due.
It's fine. I'm just finishing up some things.
This is exactly why I made you throw out all that stuff. You can't go getting distracted and falling behind in school.
I'm not falling behind in school. I get straight A's.
And I'd like for you to keep it that way. Which means whatever you were doing at the teller's last night, you can't be going that late.
I was just... helping Ross with some school stuff.
I thought you guys hated each other.
What gave you that idea?
The fact that you've been at war for the past 3 years.
At war?
You stole his basketball.
Okay, the bouncing sound was driving me crazy.
He knocked your bike into a puddle and the gears rusted.
I was able to clean it up.
I've only ever heard the two of you yell each other's names.
Okay, that was all middle school stuff.
And now that you're in high school, you're mature adults?
As mature as you. We've come to a detente.
A detente, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What for?
We have compatible resources.
What does that mean?
It means that we're helping each other with school stuff.
All right. You're sure it has nothing to do with Riley?
I got all that stuff out of the house, just like you wanted.
Good. Now that your schedule has freed up, I thought it might be good for you to get a job.
What? But wait, you just said I don't
have... You were right. You're a great student, so school doesn't eat up that much of your time, and you don't have any extracurriculars.
What? That's because they won't let me start environmental club with only 3 people.
And I don't need you going around and creating your own extracurriculars, so you're getting a job.
Wait, isn't there a job shortage in this town? Isn't that, like, the whole point of the new mining project?
There's a shortage of full-time, well-paid jobs, yes. Part-time, minimum wage jobs for teens who need to stay out of trouble, there are plenty of those. And you start in one of them this afternoon.
What?
I called the manager at the general store this morning. I fixed her car for free the other month, and she owed me a favor. She expects you every day after school until 5:30, and on Saturdays, starting at 8.
You can't just force me into a job.
Well, the other option is you come to the auto shop and help me fix cars. Well, what would you rather do? Get discount gum and work inside a warm store, or freeze your butt off with me and a bunch of old geezers in a drafty garage?
Crap.
That's what I thought. Eat up. You've got a long day ahead of you.
And that's pretty much all of it. We're supposed to be getting a credit card reader next month, so we'll both have to get trained on that. But for now, nothing over a $50 bill. Got it?
Got it.
You're paid every 2 weeks, you get a 10% store discount, and that does not extend to your friends, so don't even try it.
Sounds good.
That's it? No questions?
No, I got it.
Hmm.
What?
Usually hiring a kid from the high school means trouble.
I'm not going to be trouble. If I have to be here, I might as well do a good job.
All right, then. You Miles and your heart's too damn big.
Pack of Pall Malls and a lighter, please.
$7. Those things will kill you, you know.
That's why you shouldn't smoke them.
I wasn't planning to.
Good for you.
And you shouldn't either.
Thanks for the tip, kid, but I don't let 13-year-olds dictate my life.
I'm 14.
Your point?
Fine, do whatever you want, but you can't smoke that in here.
I own the building and everything inside of it, so I'm pretty sure I can. Later, Max.
Bye.
Miss?
Ransom Archer.
Hmm?
That guy that you're staring at, that's Ransom Archer.
Oh, I wasn't... Well, hi, Maxine. Surprised seeing you here.
I got a job.
I see that. First day?
Yep.
And already familiar with all the customers. Impressive.
Ransom isn't a customer. I don't know if you notice what this store is called.
Archer General Store. I see.
Yep.
Which is why you're not supposed to charge him.
What?
Ransom, when he comes in, you just give him what he wants. He doesn't pay.
He didn't say anything about...
Just next time he comes in, don't charge him. Where is the sales ledger?
Oh, it's here.
What were you doing with it?
Nothing.
It wasn't there before.
I should probably help this customer.
Right, as you were.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was coming in here for a screwdriver, but now that you're here, you might be able to help me.
Oh, yeah?
The inn is, well, it's in a bit of a rougher state than I expected, to be completely honest. And there are some repairs that I can handle on my own.
Hence the screwdriver?
Exactly. But there are other things that are well beyond my scope. You seem to know quite a bit about the people in this town.
I've lived here my whole life. It'd be hard not to.
Well, know of anyone who could help me out? Light carpentry? Some plumbing?
Your best bet for both the screwdriver and the help is going to be the hardware store.
Right, of course. I'm still getting acclimated. You know, it's not what I expected, Hastings.
What do you mean?
I think I expected the suburbs to be all big box stores and sprawling developments. But in some ways, it's not so different here from New York.
From New York City? Are you kidding?
Well, sure, it's a lot smaller and a lot quieter. But the sense of community... The half dozen different shops for all your different errands. My neighborhood in Manhattan was like that, too.
What neighborhood were you in?
The West Village. A charming part of the city. I bet you'd like it.
I bet I would, too. Why'd you leave? I don't understand why anyone would leave a place like New York to come live in Hastings.
Sometimes life pushes you in unexpected directions. So this hardware store.
Right. It's just down Main, left on Poplar. Archer's Hardware.
Of course. Thanks for the help, Maxine.
Anytime.
Is that the new inn owner?
Yeah.
What? I don't know. I don't like new people.
She's amazing. Just because someone's new doesn't mean they're suspicious. People in this town need to have a little more faith. Hey, Ross.
Didn't expect to find me in my own treehouse?
No, sorry. I just didn't think that you'd want to... Whoa!
Oh yeah, I thought I'd take a crack at organizing your notes so far.
Okay, now it really is a murder board. I see you found my string.
Oh, you had all the makings for a full-on conspiracy layout in your pile. I just put it all together.
Wow, you,
What did I do wrong?
No, nothing. This is exactly how I would have put it all together.
Oh.
Thank you, Ross.
Whatever, it wasn't hard. Your notes are pretty clear. There was an obvious structure to it.
Still, you didn't have to do this.
I had to kill time waiting for Mr. Beatty to come back last night anyway.
You waited up for him?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you didn't want to investigate him.
I didn't want to go running headfirst into the darkness with no plan to follow an adult man 2 days after a kid our age went missing. Don't mistake my practicality for cowardice.
I didn't... I'm sorry about that.
It's not like I don't know what you think about me.
Well, I know that you think I'm a stubborn, naive idiot who does things without thinking them through.
I don't think you're an idiot.
But everything else?
No comment.
Did he come back?
Who?
Mr. Beatty.
Oh, yeah, he did. At 3 in the morning.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You stayed up until 3?
Eh, I don't get much sleep anyway. But he came back at 3, no duffel bag, and he just went right inside. He didn't even turn on the lights when he got home.
He didn't have the duffel bag still?
Nope.
That's weird.
Yep.
I just think that if next time he decided to go somewhere in the middle of the night, we could just...
No, come on, no.
Ross...
I'm not coming with you.
Fine, I'll go alone.
No way you're doing that.
I can take care of myself.
Come on, Max. Do you really think that Mr. Beatty has something to do with Riley's disappearance?
I don't know, but he's doing something shady.
So do what you do best. Investigate. That's what you're good at, right? Ask around. Try to find out where Beatty would go without risking your life for it.
It's too slow, Ross. Everything I've ever read talks about how the first 48 hours of a missing person's case is the most critical period.
We're already past that.
I know, okay? I can't just sit by and do nothing.
What if Riley really did run away?
Have you been talking to Jenna?
It's not the craziest theory in the world. I feel like everyone I know has thought about running away from Hastings at one point or another. Well, almost everyone.
Yeah, I'm the weirdo for liking Hastings. I get it. I just don't think Riley would do that without telling anyone. He knows that the whole town would freak out.
So that just leaves him getting lost, or hurt, or...
Or something much, much worse.
Maxine Miles was created by Lauren Shippen and is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio. This episode was written and directed by Lauren Shippen. Dialogue editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions, with editing assistance from Lorianne Davis. It featured Jordan Cobb as Maxine Miles, Mike Cefalo as Ross Teller, Michael Smallwood as Uncle Joe, Andrew Nowak as Ransom Archer, Jacqueline Landgraf as Alana Honeywell, and Lauren Shippen as the manager. Original artwork by Shay McMullen. For more information about the show, please visit MaxineMiles.com and follow @AtypicalArtists on Twitter and Instagram. Maxine Miles is executive produced by Lauren Shippen and iHeartRadio. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thank you for listening, and keep curious.